Angela Duval was a Breton poet. She was a farmer and known as a poet. She was born at the beginning of the last century, 1905. And she had a very, very simple life. That's what I find so interesting about her story.
Whereabouts was this in Brittany?
In Trégor, in the village of Vieux Marché. It was a small farm, and she was the only child.
She had to play the role of the son, presumably.
Exactly, but she really liked it, you know, that was the thing. I think she was a bit of a tomboy, and her mother got, you know, was always telling her off for tearing her clothes and climbing trees and things. So she was basically always happy when she was out in the fields with her father, although her father apparently was a bit strict. Many times she would come back up the hill, you know, howling in tears because her father had said, "You're not doing that right."
So she took on the farm after her parents?
Yeah.
That was a choice for her, was it?
Yeah, she was devoted to her parents. I think it was like an obvious choice. She was an only child. And as her father grew older, she just did more. She did more and more in the farm. And then her father, he died, it was 1941. And then she obviously had to look after her mother, which was very demanding because her mother was going blind and she was quite frail. She had to look after her mother, she had to do the farm, and she didn't have time to think about anything else. It was just duty, you know, this is what had to be done.
So she looked after her mother, and after her mother died, presumably she was on her own on the farm.
Exactly. Her mother died 10 years after, so it was in 1951. So she spent 10 years just her and her mother in the farm.
And then her life changed quite radically, I think.
Yeah, it's, I know it's like described in one of her poems, you know. It was on the first Christmas, I think, she was like all by herself. Obviously, she had still had her animals, she had her dogs, she had her horses, so she wasn't all alone. But the house was just empty. And it was at that moment that she thought, I like writing. I'll occupy my spare time with writing poetry. And she already had a few contacts, I think. She was subscribing to one or two Breton language magazines. She just liked the idea of writing in Breton and writing it correctly and playing with the words. And but actually her poems are very good. So gradually started being published in the Breton language magazines.
She became known, perhaps through this poetry initially, but also there was a turning point, wasn't there not?
Exactly. She was basically well known in a small Breton language circle. And it was via one of these friends, Roger Lawenan, who lived in Lannion. And he knew a man, André Voisin, who was making a series of documentaries about storytellers, les conteurs. So when André asked, do you know anyone that is interesting for my programme, for the television, Roger Lawenan, and he said, yes, you know, you've got to go and see Angela, because she is the most authentic person. She's the spring of knowledge. And so that's how that adventure started. They went down with a film crew and they did an interview with Angela.
And that was broadcast nationwide throughout France.
Yeah, that was broadcast in 1971.
So she's been 20 years on her own, and then suddenly exposure to the world.
Exactly.
How did that affect her?
It killed her probably in the end. It was fatigue. Yeah, it was crazy, you know, because she had a small group of friends, and then all of a sudden, you know, she was getting hundreds of letters a day. In the series, she was the one that touched people the most. She was talking about how she was against the mechanisation of agriculture, how she wanted the preservation of the banks, respecting the land.
An early environmentalist, in fact.
A very, very early environmentalist. And when people watched it, you know, there were peasants all across France that were having the same experience. They were being bullied. They were losing their land. They were seeing their lifestyle disappear. The communities were disappearing. But then at the same time, there was also a generation in the towns that were looking for a new solution, 1971, and thinking, there's got to be a better way of living. And it was all these young urban French people that wanted to rediscover their roots and who they were. They came on a pilgrimage to the farm.
So she actually received many, many visitors.
From the time of the documentary, some days she reckoned she had hundreds of people on the farm passing through. And she said if she had known how it was going to completely destroy her life being on television, she would never have accepted. It's so funny, she complains about, you know, some of these, she hated tourists, you know, basically people that was, you know, wanted to learn about Breton culture. She'd always make time for them. But you got these tourists coming to see Angela, and one time they brought peanuts. They brought peanuts. Here. Well, you think I'm a monkey or something? You bring peanuts to feed the monkey while you watch him play in the zoo.
Let's talk about what kind of poems she wrote. And presumably it was all this time, between 1951...
Yeah.
Until her death?
Yep, she wrote her right until the end. She was always writing. And
what were her subject matters then?
Well, it's quite varied, really. Some of them are just very intimate encounters with nature. If you can have a whole poem about silver birch catkins, which is just amazing because it's something that one sees and one doesn't notice. And then for Angela, you know, she grew up with that, and it's just so detailed and minute, the different colours and the different seasons. Her understanding of nature is just unbelievable. When you read the poem, you think, this is a creature of nature. This is somebody that grown up in nature and understand everything. Tiniest little animal or the tiniest plant or the wind. Because when she was working in the fields, she would always have a bit of paper in her pocket. And when something happened, you know, she saw something, she had an idea, she'd take out a bit of paper and scribble it down. And then later on, in the evening, she'd go and look at her notes and see what poems she was going to write. But then some of her poems are very strong and critical, you know. She wasn't at all afraid. She would just really rip into her neighbours, you know, the farmers that were mechanising, going into debt just to work harder, just to be richer than their neighbour and to work harder and going into debt.
This is actually a movement that was going on in Brittany, throughout Brittany, wasn't it?
Exactly.
Mechanisation, making the fields larger.
Bramon, yeah.
And she was dead against that. And she used to write poems about that.
Yeah, one of them, it's a graphic description of the bulldozer, the teeth of the bulldozer ripping up a bank, you know.
The talus, yeah.
The talus and Arluz in Breton, and destroying it. No, she wrote some very, very passionate poems about the destruction of nature. And then others about the houses falling into ruin, the communities that had disappeared because everyone had gone to the town in search of wealth, when the wealth was on the land.
One of the most famous ones she wrote was about her decision to give up married life with someone that she loved.
Yeah, Conte is wrong. Apparently, it's semi-fictitious and semi-true. I don't know if she had a specific lover that she decided not to marry, but it was a choice in her life. The poem describes how, you know, this man, he was interested in towns, he was interested in travelling, going places, seeing things in money. And what she loved was the land, primarily. She loved the man, but she loved her land more. And if there was a choice, it was going to be the land. And later in life, when she was writing, it was, you know, I've had to make lots of hard decisions in my life. But I've got this feeling that I've always been in my place. I've always been where I should be.
Sam Lewis, thanks ever so much for telling us about this inspiring figure. I'm going to play out with a little bit of music.
Great.
Which is her poems set to music by another local person, Annie Ebrel, well known around here for singing in Breton. This time her new album is Poems of Angela Duval, set to music. So we'll play out with that. Thanks ever so much.
Let's listen to it.